The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life with guitar.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Episode 856 BC. 856, you say? That's true. What happened to 857? Somebody went all out on their free speech, and they got a hold of me and said, "Hey, can you take it down?" Yeah, we lost. Last couple episodes, guys. I guess the silver tongues got too sharp. I'm thinking about re-editing. Some of you might have heard it. It was up for a day or two. 857 was, that is to say. But I might edit it, you know, unfairly, obviously, and republish it. I honestly don't know why anyone cared. Half the shit we make up on this show, you know? Maybe. Anyway, point being is we're back. 856 BC. Yes, there are some missing numbers in there. Actually, I don't know how it shows up on your GUI. That's right, guided user interface. Actually, on mine, it still shows the thumbnail. However, when you click on the app, no data. There's data today, baby. All right. That's right. Returning to the show, real fun, funny guy. Big time comedian. No, a tall guy. Big guy. Chuck Lewis. Y'all heard him before. You love him. He was and is a fun guy. Followed by both George Warder and Trevor Austin, who I have to give a big shout out to. They did each other's sets, kind of. You know, basically, I mean, they're ripping into each other at a show. Tuesday. Real fun. Anyway, they did a great job. Bang up job. And I think they even elude. There we go. Elude to that show in the app today. That being said, I do have to follow up because since we lost last week's episode, I want to encourage y'all to slide into my DMs, anyone you hear on the show's DMs, but especially Brandon Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, DMs. If you can find him on Facebook, I assume he's got Instagram. He's started hosting secret comedy shows in Lawrenceville. And I don't mean like Don't Tell Comedy. Don't Tell Comedy, which I don't know if you all know, they are a franchise, I guess? A national franchise. And they pretend to be secret because they bounce around and they don't own any brick and mortar. But Cantu is much more. You know, he's not even advertising these things. And his last show was off the chain, according to Trevor. So you got to get down there. It's just started up, so I haven't had a chance to be there yet, but I've heard good things from many comedians. Slide into our DMs. Ask us about the secret comedy shows in Lawrenceville. All right? Wanted to plug that since he was on the last episode. I'll have to have him bring him in again. You know what I mean? I like Brandon. Or Cantu, as he likes to be called. And with that, let's get to today's unofficial sponsor. We're going with Sunbelt Rentals. Now, you might not be familiar with Sunbelt Rentals, but if you guys are DIY individuals, I couldn't come up with a better acronym than do it yourself. But what you want to do is, if you can't find big ass shit, if you need some real equipment, and like the Home Depot isn't going to be able to get it to you, you want to go to Sunbelt Rentals, guys. I got a skid steer off them to do my backyard. Me and my dad did some of the most treacherous. Well, and I got to give a shout out to my mom, who also helped run traffic. They were here for a week. And that's a whole bird of a different feather. We'll see if anybody ever asks me about it. That being said, we rented a skid steer, brand new from them, and we put this thing in some dicey situations. And I did break a few things on it, but I fixed one thing. So we're down to one thing that was wrong with it. And they didn't even charge me. They didn't charge me for fucking it up. So that's why today's show brought to you by Sunbelt Rentals, guys. Look them up. They're everywhere. Rent some equipment. But with no further ado, let's get into today's episode. 856 BC. Yins, all yins do is lick. With Chuck Lewis, Georgia Warder, and Trevor Austin. Yeah, it is. It works. It works, guys.
Hooray.
Oh, I should turn on. Nah, never mind. Oh, hey, you know what we should do? I don't know if it'll work, but I'll try to call Stooge.
I was not expecting that to be it.
What? Guys, kill time.
Contact. What's up, guys? Should we introduce ourselves?
They know me.
And you know the sound of, right. What is that, the bone pig himself, dude?
Dude, it was very weird because when I met his parents, he was like, oh, I recognize your voice. And I was like, what does that mean? You know, with the recent happenings in the scene of somebody getting in trouble for being on a podcast, I'm always like, damn, I never think about what I'm saying on here.
That's true.
I always think of it as very private. We're in this garage.
Oh, dude, I had to take down our last episode. You know about that?
Yeah,
that's what I always think about.
Oh, whatever. I'll talk shit. I don't give a shit. If you're a lawyer and you can't figure out what you should and shouldn't say, come on, dude.
I thought it was hilarious.
Come on, dude. That's funny, though, right?
He forwarded me all the texts.
What I'm going to do is
the texts were hilarious, bro.
I'm hoping to, like, republish it, but heavily redacted, but try to bleep it. Like, you know how you can do out of context bleeping,
yeah.
So it sounds bad, so it sounds like even worse than it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like any word ends with ER, you can blurt the beginning of it and stuff like that, you know? So I'm gonna
people will think it's fucker.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So I think hopefully I'll have time to do that, but anyway, I'm sorry. I was looking for Andy Mango, dude.
Andy Mangenstein, dude.
He says he's connected. We'll see if that's true.
I wonder how many mango maniacs he's created in New York City.
Dude, I'm interested in the mango.
You're on the mango saga.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm fine.
What's up?
What are you doing, Andy Mango?
How are you? I'm at a coffee shop. What's up?
You're on the podcast, dude.
Oh, I am live.
Like, can you guys hear him on your microphone?
Yeah, you can hear him. Okay,
thanks for calling in. Who's all there?
Chuck, Georgia, and Trevor.
How's it going?
Why is it funny?
Everything you say is great.
No reason it should be. Dude, so I'm coming down to New York next week. You know that, right?
Yeah, you told me.
All right, what neighborhood do you live in? Don't tell us the address or nothing.
I've been Ridgewood, Queens.
Queens. Do you know about the scene in Queens?
A little bit.
All right, you're going to have to hook me up,
dude. There.
You sent me one message, and I'm going to have to talk to you after the podcast. That's a bird of a different feather. But
hold on. Andy, can you hear me?
Can you hear Trevor?
Yeah. How's the berg?
Oh, it's fantastic, dude. Did you ever, I've been meaning to ask you, did you ever hear back from that dude?
Which dude?
Dude, you let pipe last night, you homo.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I'm glad to hear things are doing good up in Queens, brother. I'll see you next week, huh?
All right, sounds good. Take care.
You got anything to say to the Mango Maniacs?
You know, stay in school. you know, I don't know, work for somebody. Don't aspire to do anything. Or just be your own. Actually, be your own boss. I'm teaching a sales course. Yeah, we'll do that. That'll be the next bit. Teaching sales course. Yeah.
All right. Be your own boss. 2024.
Ryan
see you,
Stooge. Ryan Serhant, real estate. All right. I'll see you.
Serhant. I couldn't get what he was saying.
All right. Oh, boy. All right. I don't know. I still told him I'd call on the podcast. So we have officially done it, dude. Anyway.
What a treat.
Absolutely.
Oh, I got this monster. I forgot about that, dude. I'm going to be jazzed.
Man, all the All the sober people at this table are slamming energy drinks. I really like it.
Bigger energy drinks for how long you've been sober. I mean.
That's true, dude.
Yeah, dude. I've graduated, dude. Pretty soon I'm going to be lugging around a fucking igloo cooler.
32 ounce Yeti full of Red Bull, no sugar free.
Red Bull floats.
They had the 24 ounce. Rock Stars, you know what I'm talking about?
I hated Rock Stars.
I hated it too, but they had it in the vending machine at the place I worked, dude. So I would slam like two of these per break period, you know? So like,
oh my God. Yeah. Two 24s?
Yeah. So I'd slam one at break and then drink one through work and then slam another one at break and then drink one through work. You know what I mean?
You drink a shitload of caffeine. I've done construction with you.
I was buzzing, dude. Yeah. I was working with meth addicts and we were building shit in a factory. It was crazy. It was pretty fun though, but it was nuts, that's for sure.
Dude, I don't have any caffeine, so I remember I was driving when I was moving to Chicago. It was me and my buddy in the U-Haul. I drank one of those triple shot Starbucks things. Mm. I thought my heart was going to explode. I had to get out of the car and like smoke a blunt.
Really?
My hands were shaking. I can't even drink a Red Bull, truthfully. I'll get like halfway through one and we'll like.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah, I just never drank coffee.
I didn't know you were a non-caffeine guy. Not even a Coca-Cola, dude.
Well, my mom's addicted to caffeine Coca-Cola. And when we were kids one time, she was like, no more pop in the house. No more pop. And she was so miserable all week. She was like sick and stuff. And then we found her with like a 12-pack of Coca-Colas in the back of the van.
Oh, my God.
She was like, I need them for my headaches.
She said not in the house. So technically, she's out in the van.
Well, she let us start drinking pop after that again. It's like the time she threatened us we're gonna start going to church.
Oh, no, dude.
She stayed up all night ironing the clothes for church. She just slept through it. I woke up like 9 in the morning. I was tiptoeing down the stairs to get a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, you're like, don't wake mom.
Exactly. Yeah. She might try to still make the
I feel bad. I used to put up such a fight going to church because my mom would want us to wear really nice clothes to church. And I was like, no, dude, this is who I am. You know? Such a fucking lame
loser.
The
Slipknot t-shirt is me, mom.
Yeah, I'm like, if people don't know I love Silverchair, then what do they know?
Yo, Silverchair rules, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Silverchair is peak music, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That shit's wild.
I had a really cool Silverchair t-shirt that at the time that they were huge, like the shirt would pick up girls, dude.
Did it have the frog on it?
No, it was better than that. It was weird. It had like this llama with like a bunch of fucking arms and it said Silverchair underneath it. It was really cool. It was like when you could only get if you were at the concert, so I was fucking dope.
What's Silverchair? 80s, 90s?
Frog Stomp was the name of that album. What the fuck?
They actually had an album that came out in like 14. That's really different, dude. They're like really, for a grunge band, so many grunge bands are just like Nirvana, you know, and have that sound, but they're like way more musically adept and complex than that. They're really cool. It's like weird.
Bands do evolve over time. They like figure out, like even, like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, like by the end, they sound completely different than when they started.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
You gotta stick with the times.
That's the only diversity.
Is anybody doing
that
today? Like Post Malone kind of does that. He kind of changes his music up.
Yeah.
I don't know the mic is on.
They're not going to be able to get it, dude.
No. Just wait till tomorrow part. That's the part.
I need to circle back. Were you guys not afraid of hell? Like when it came to church.
I still am.
I used to cry if they didn't take me to church. Like if we missed Sunday school, I was like, I'm going to hell. There's some deep reason.
No one ever
and it was
that
I was gay.
No.
Douglas is too much of a contrarian. He's like, I'm not buying it.
No. I was too scared. What happened to me, but I can see my parents didn't push it though either. They were like, they took us to Sunday school, but they weren't like, and what did Jesus say to do today? You know, like that kind of thing.
That's what I had. And when we were in that late too, it's like they don't get into you when you're young. So then you're kind of like, wait, how can I go to hell? And then they list all these reasons. And I'm like, that seems like it's kind of too hard.
And you're
it's
like,
too easy to go to hell.
But how do I get out of it? Oh, you just ask not to go to hell.
That's the other thing. Yeah. As long as you feel bad, you get to go into heaven. That was like the thing they like beat in our minds. As long as you feel bad.
Do you have to feel bad?
Long as you feel bad.
That was literally what they said. If you feel remorse at the gates, you get in.
See, I don't know. I went to Catholic school for the formative years. So it was like scary Jesus.
What's
and
the
then
formative
we,
years?
I don't know, like preschool, pre-K and kindergarten.
Okay, little.
But then I got kicked out. But then I went to public school and they moved to a Pentecostal church where they like yell in tongues
and
stuff.
Was that snake handlers?
Like scary shit. So we went from like very structured, you're going to hell.
The name is never good, dude. Yeah. Okay, fine. Let that fall flat. It was great.
No, I got it.
Pentagon, pentagram.
I was raised hardcore in it and I don't know, man. There's benefits and downfalls to it. You know what I mean?
Are you saying that there's benefits in recognizing Christ our Savior?
100,000 fucking percent.
Are you saying that Christ is King, dude?
I say that all the time.
Yeah, he is, dude, if you're trying to
I'm
get
not gonna
sober.
Lie, I
that's
jam
what he's good
the
for.
Christian rock sometimes on the way to open mic.
Oh, some of it shreds, dude. Who's your favorite Christian rock bangers, dude?
I don't know the names of them, dude.
Creed.
Creed is like
Creed's the most
borderline.
Mainstream.
They're borderline.
They gotta be the most.
Remember Jars of Clay, one, dude.
Creed's. I've been listening to shitloads of Creed.
I didn't
lately.
Know they were Christian rock, and someone said it to me, and I was looking at the lyrics. I was like, "Holy shit, dude!
Yeah,
it's all about heaven and
stuff.
It's pretty sick, dude."
There's yeah. Like POD,
what was it?
I think
Flyleaf.
Like
POD.
Yeah.
Flyleaf.
Yeah. Flyleaf. Yeah.
One of these girly singers that's like country nowadays was a fucking Christian singer when she started. Oh no.
Katy Perry was.
Maybe.
Then an old man realized those tits are gonna sell.
Dude.
He was like, "What are we doing here, dude? Why are you covered up?"
She's aging,
no,
but she used to be. But she used to be on my cheating list. You know what I mean? But
Katy Perry.
Yeah, she's getting a little old now. She's aging.
Well,
she
cut her hair off, and I was just like,
"She got her hair back." When she lost the hair, she was looking a little wild after. The Russell Brand, like Russell Brand, really did a number.
Yeah, oh, dude, I can believe it. Russell Brand, dude, that guy's a
she looked like Dennis the Menace, dude.
That guy's a thoroughbred,
dude. Pete Katy Perry's when that she was on SNL or whatever, and they had her in that Elmo shirt just jumping up and down. I was like, way to go, SNL.
I remember
did something right this time.
I remember watching that in high school and being like, Katy Perry could turn me. there's a possibility. Yeah, it was her
dude,
and
she
Pink.
She was gorgeous when she first came out. Still is.
No.
We went full DiCaprio on this.
Well, gorgeous
dude.
Dropped off.
Team Leo. Demi Lovato came back. I saw.
Lovato's back.
I saw a thing.
Lovato.
I was like, she's hot again. Demi Lovato. Remember, she was looking real rough there.
She went from hot to handsome, back to hot.
There can only be so many hot ones at a time.
Dude,
they take each other's power. You know?
I saw this great. Meme, it was America under Trump on one side, America under Biden the other side, and it was Elliot Page before and after, and it was like,
oh, yeah, he was a cutie.
He used to be a real good looker.
He was a really good looking chick, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Everything I said is within the framework, dude. Everything I said works.
I'm a fan of the before and the after.
I don't like those fake abs that fella's rocking.
Oh, is it fake ass?
Oh, dude, it's like he bought a Halloween costume and smeared him under the skin. It's an absurd notion, dude.
It's like Spider-Man. He's just out there,
it's
like
so fake looking.
You can get implanted fake muscles. That's crazy.
I think so. Yeah.
Damn, it makes sense.
Or you
why
could
not?
Just be taking
dude.
Testosterone and doing
no,
sit-ups.
Yeah. I take testosterone
dude,
and do sit-ups.
They do that. They
this
like
fella is
Kevlar
shredded.
Him, you know.
Yeah, it's.
What makes
sense?
He's
got so
abs,
much money.
Dude. How cool would that be?
He's got trainers, dude.
No, I'm saying. Kevlar, dude. Yeah, bulletproof abs, dude.
I don't know.
Brazilian butt lift and Kevlar, dude.
Your body would probably would reject that.
If you didn't tell anybody and you're like, dude, that guy took 12 shots to the fucking stomach.
Yeah, dude. That's pretty sweet.
You're
right?
Still going down, dude. You're gonna go down and be like, oh god, it knocked the wind out of me. You're like, what? <It's pretty good. laughs>
Oh, dude. Those people. There are people who shoot each other in those things on, like, YouTube.
Yeah, 100%.
It's ridiculous, dude.
We were watching Jackass. What were they doing? They had, like, a claymore, but it was, like, one of those crowd control ones. And none of them wanted to do it. And then they, it was, yeah, Knoxville,
yeah.
Yeah, but then Bam and what's-his-face, RIP Ryan Dunn, they were next to him. They went down immediately, dude. Knoxville was just taking it. I was like, what a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they immediately went down. That thing went off so loud.
So it was like
it was like a
flashbang thing?
Yeah, but it was like, yeah, it shoots like BBs, I guess.
Oh,
and they were just covered in welts and stuff. They didn't want to do it or whatever.
You ever seen like a riot? You ever been like close to a riot?
No, I've seen like videos.
Actually, WVU.
Guys.
Yeah, they used to. No,
every Friday.
I mean, seriously, after big football games. Like I remember after the Baylor game, like they were fully doing tear gas and like the rubber bullets, like those ones that like pop out and shoot everything. It was wild, dude. Yeah.
Local comedian and close friend of the show, Kaylee Dumas, got shot with a rubber.
Oh yeah, dude.
BLM shit.
At the BLM, she got, it was like a beanbag round.
She got popped right in the leg.
Wow.
That would be a big welt, I would think.
I think I saw it for some reason, but maybe I didn't. Because that seems kind of gross. Or like personal is the word I mean. You know what I mean? But I remember it happening and her talking about it a lot.
She took
that a lot.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. A lot of people talked about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All I did was post a black square. Shows what I care.
Yeah. Yo, dude, I didn't do shit. You know what I did? I bought drugs from the community. I helped. I donated.
Yeah. I went back.
Support gave small back. Business.
I gave back.
I'm pretty sure I went back and deleted the black square because I felt worse for having
I'm gonna post
it
one now.
At this point.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
I felt like, now. I was
start
like,
it, dude.
I don't know. I was like staying with my cousins because I was in Denver. And they like literally were like, you're not going to the protest. And I was like, all right, I'll post this square. Cool.
I didn't even have social media at that time when that was going on. I was always so late to everything. I feel like I actually was
on social media.
I know about what's going on in Palestine now because I got the social media. I remember even that. It's on there.
It's on the social media.
I remember fucking January 6th was happening. It was like January 10th. My buddy was like, you don't even know what's going on right now.
That's dude. Awesome, dude. That's where you want to be.
He goes, he's like, we literally might be in a, what do you call it? It was like a. What do you call it? A revolution right now. It was yeah. like, I was like, whoa, what?
I watched it live. I don't know if
Same
I've
here.
Ever told you
I was
you
masturbating.
Oh, nice. Well, Ted Cruz was
goddamn
on.
Goddamn Patriots, dude.
They were doing the hearing, and Ted Cruz was talking, and then like it like cuts, and I like yelled to my roommate, and I was like, I think there's some shit going down at the Capitol. Throw it on downstairs. And I like ran snap. Down, and we watched the whole thing live.
Oh,
it
that
was
would
insane.
Be fun. That would be
yeah,
really fun.
I was like,
I
this is
it,
like
yeah.
big news.
It was mostly peaceful.
Yeah. Sent mostly peaceful.
Gathered around
it was mostly peaceful.
Few deaths.
If that's the standard, dude. That's yeah, mostly peaceful. Few. There's a lot of people there.
Even less fires.
Yeah.
All right. We
dude,
all
there
felt
was this
that.
Chick on Kill Tony who was...
I could have kept going.
There's this chick on Kill Tony who was like at January 6th. Like,
let's go.
She was one of the greatest... You have to see... I don't know the episode, but it was one of the best interviews ever. She was a total nutbag, dude. But she did 26 minutes of questions about January 6th, and she was like,
oh, damn.
I can't believe she's not in prison, dude. Seriously. I
yeah,
can't,
she's a plant. That's a plant.
Yeah,
dude.
That just too. It could be a government plant.
It's Ray Epps.
Did anyone ever find Ray Epps?
Yeah, they know exactly where he is, dude. And everybody stood up for him and was like, why are they bothering this poor man? And it's like, oh, he's clearly an agent of the federal government. Like, he's on video screaming, like, we need to make sure we go inside. And like other people who were just there with like taking a
yelling,
selfie
feds,
or doing
feds,
5 years in jail. You know, it's insanity, dude. It's insanity the amount of time some of those people are doing. Like, I always say I did more fucking damage on my eighth grade field trip to the Capitol. They fucking walked through there and fucking pulled a few pictures down.
Well, not everyone's you, Trevor.
One dude took a dump on Pelosi's desk, dude.
And you,
come on. That's a good get. Yeah, that's a good goof.
Cool. That's a
dude,
goof.
That's a fun. Sick goof, dude.
It's a fun selfie.
Dude, taking a dump on Pelosi's desk is a crime? What happened, dude?
I love,
what happened to my
country?
I like how some
speech.
Guy came with the zip ties. He's like, dude, I've been working up this poop all day.
Oh, that's true, dude.
I'm going to get her good.
That's true, dude. He was
what
clenching
just,
all
no,
the
No, I like
stairs.
To think it came to him in the moment. And he was like, guys, you're not going to believe it, but I got to take
room.
A shit, dude.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Is I'm this not going calendar? Out there and going down the hall, dude. We got to do it here.
That's an impulse moment. That's... You don't plan that. You don't premeditate that.
Yeah, true. Dude. Yeah, that's just that's in the moment poop.
Yeah. A door opened and he took it.
Did anyone see that? Was it a log or?
I don't know if any. I don't know if there's pictures of that poop.
It was diarrhea.
I will
this
say,
leads me to a conspiracy, dude. Did it even happen?
All over his own
it
legs.
Did.
He's like,
did it even
well,
happen? There's
I don't
no
care.
Picture of the poop.
I don't care whether the poop happened or didn't happen. What I love is the clip of Nancy Pelosi saying poo-poo the next day, okay?
Dude, they need a like, Zapooter film, dude.
also,
yeah, dude. Pooter. What's that Trevor, one with the Sasquatch? Something like that where it's blurry footage of the poop in the background, you know?
Nice.
Do you think those January 6th guys are like cool in jail? Or do you think they're
oh,
like,
dude, they're the coolest. For them.
I don't. I've.
Well, no. Either. I think half of those people didn't know. I do think some of them didn't know that what they were doing was wrong. It's like that whenever you get in a big group of people, like
because
the collective IQ yeah. lowers.
It's mob mentality.
All right. All right. Yeah, but I do
know?
Think.
Do you think other dudes in jail
peacefully
like,
assemble? Seems like I heard that somewhere before.
But no, I think some of those people like didn't at. Like I think they just thought like oh, I'm good like Trump's behind me like
yeah,
it's true. All good
not
I'm not going
on.
To
like,
jail.
You think those people are like I'm gonna be one of the founding fathers?
I've heard.
Yeah, no, seriously, they thought that like Trump was behind them. They weren't going to go to jail, so they were never prepped to do that.
They dev- and like
it must have hurt when they pardoned Kodak Black instead, or was that before?
Yeah, it must have hurt, dude, when that racist Trump pardoned Kodak Black and Lil Wayne, that bigot, dude.
That's such a publicity stunt.
It was badass, is what it was.
He looked on who was trending on Twitter that day. Saying,
yo, dude,
I'll pardon those.
Now he's got Waka Flocka Flame taking pictures with
the
him.
Great one.
Yeah,
flock of flavors.
Have you sweet. Heard? Yeah, have you heard Kodak talk about it?
No.
It's so great. Oh yeah, Trump sniper gang. It's so good, dude.
Trump sniper gang.
Yeah,
dude.
That's Kodak's thing, I guess. Is sniper gang? I'm sorry, Trump's thing.
I thought it was
sniper gang.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, I would love to see like presidential debate. And he's like, shut up, dude. I'm sniper gay. Jabari's like, what's
he
that?
He comes out in a ski mask.
The whole front row is just like famous rappers. How sweet would that be?
That would be sweet.
Just he's just on Xanax.
Dude, they've done stunts like that before. When the Clintons had the fucking chicks or whatever, he brought He brought in a bunch of chicks that Clinton had
forcefully penetrated.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking for a better word.
Dude. Bill had like been charged of rape by like four different women, and then like they knew they were going to attack him for the grabbing by the pussy. So he's like, "Well, let's see what these four women over here have to say about it."
Man, what a genius move!
Yeah, he's a baller, dude.
Hillary was like, "Oh, but I."
Dude, they showed Bill's face. Bill was there. Yeah. His face was like, God damn it, he found all four? I didn't even know about that other one. I didn't know anybody knew.
He's like, look at the one. He goes, oh, my God.
I haven't seen you forever. How you been?
There's that sick picture
of
Bill.
But he's like super happy about it, too. He's like, thank you, Donald, for bringing them all back.
Dude, he was staring at Ivanka's butt in that one picture. And can you blame him, dude?
No.
Big 6 foot one butt.
Yeah, she's got to be the hottest first lady we've ever had.
No, that's Melania. I'm talking about his daughter.
Ivanka's so
the Jewish
hot,
one, right?
I like talking first ladies.
If Trump had it his way, she would be the first lady.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Who is the hottest first lady? It's Melania. But Jackie O.
I was going to say Jackie Onassis, dude.
This is the fuck one, marry one, kill one thing.
Nancy's got the rep, but was she hot? I don't even know what she looks like.
That's true. Throat goat. Throat goat.
That's what you hear? Yeah.
No, but that's not true.
Throat goat Jackie O.
Jesus. Nancy Reagan. It's much worse.
Okay.
Otherwise, Reagan's
I'll
not even in the fight.
Yeah.
I mean, Laura Bush killed somebody, so that's cool.
Did
apparently,
she?
Betty
yeah.
Laura
like
Bush's
like
Laura Bush's dad is wait no which one's which
she
one's
killed
George
somebody
Senior's?
With her car.
Barbara Bush's dad was Aleister Crowley, the Satanist.
I don't know who that is.
It's a fun conspiracy theory, dude. But if you look at their pictures side by side, I don't need to see anything else, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like an episode of Mario. I'll be like, same eyes, same nose. All right.
This is who Google says is the hottest first lady, Betty Ford.
Betty Ford?
Oh, bullshit, dude.
I know.
No.
I'm not agreeing
that old
with
bitch.
Look at this picture, dude. Maybe at the time.
She's out just because she invented rehabs, dude. She's out.
Looks like that picture looks like it was like at her 16th birthday, dude. It's like a weird picture.
Yeah, they can't. That's not fair. They show her
times
at her hottest.
Were different back then.
Yeah. They didn't understand
this is right
the angles.
After they paid her dowry. You know?
You can only lift the camera up so much. Oh my God, this must be a joke list. Look at Grace Coolidge. Look at this horrific woman.
Let me take a look at Grace.
I'll take a look at Grace.
That's pretty rough.
That's not good, dude.
It's the hat. I think the hat doesn't
help. This is in her older years.
It's bad fashion choices, really.
Dude, even young, she's not that attractive.
But it's weird, though. Sometimes you go to a party, somebody's wearing something like that, and they pull it off. You think Grace could do that?
No, she looks very. She looks like that picture of like after four beers, after when you flip the picture upside down. She looks like that.
Yeah, no one can pull off those big hats except like black ladies at Easter. You know,
Have you seen?
No. Also, Kentucky Derby.
True.
Everyone's got
Kentucky Derby and black
Easter.
Anybody
can rock.
Have you seen Jackie O's bush? Have you seen her pubes?
I'm about
Why?
To.
Yeah,
dude, I used
that?
To do a bit Love about it where I would say, fellas, don't reach for your phones now. But yeah, there's a picture of her pubes. It's a big old pizza slice bush, dude. Perfectly manicured, big triangle.
That's the way it was back then, dude. Just had to get underneath the swimsuit, and that's it.
Yep, it was literally swimsuit shaped.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
Jackie,
A good paparazzi got it. I know a lot about this because I did the bit. I researched her. And James J. Hamilton had a long conversation with me because he's like a presidential historian.
Yeah.
We were talking about Jackie O's pubes for like 20 minutes at a mic. Yeah. So her new husband after that, Onassis, she married after Kennedy was murdered by Israel.
CIA.
The Mossad, whatever you want to call it. But after he was killed, she remarried, and that guy, I guess they had some sort of jealous feud, and he paid a paparazzi to get pictures of her outside in her little outdoor shower. Like, the way I did the bit was always
like suntans.
Imagine that paparazzi being like, he thought he was going to get a picture of her playing tennis with the kids, and she comes out full bush under an outdoor shower. Put a down payment on a house that day. They sold him to Playboy. Yep, and the rest is history.
You can sell stuff like that to Playboy?
I mean, this was
you can take pictures of people in their own backyards and be like, here you go, Playboy.
In 1970, dude, before we were all libbed up.
He was he was standing on the street on a stepladder.
Yeah, dude. What do you want him to do?
That's the magic photo, dude.
It's yeah, like, I mean, like the Pam bullet. And Tommy Lee sex tape yeah, got like, aired.
Did it, those guys, you don't get in trouble? Paparazzi, are they like anonymous or something?
Yeah, they have immunity. Well,
the thing is,
I was going to say, dude.
Yeah, I don't
like,
think
is there
so.
Like some weird like free press law I don't know about?
There is like really good freedom of the press here, but I don't know if that. I don't think you can take pictures of people naked in the
Bush,
yard.
Yeah. I think it is really funny to think he got that picture and he goes, honey, we're getting a new house.
Yes, that's how I closed the bit. I would say, honey, go ahead and put an offer in.
We're getting the 3-bedroom.
Things are going to change.
A house with the Bushes.
I can't explain. No, yeah, I would say it's the best Bush that's ever been in the White House.
Hey!
It was a cornball bit, boop. But it's fun. Yeah, it is a boop boop.
Well, I'm really glad we came in with
but
talking
she had
points.
She had a weird shaped ass. You know, like it was. I was probably a nice ass for the times.
It's always a thing in movies too, where they like get the snapshot of the first the guy cheating or the first lady or whatever. I wonder if that's where that originated. You know, was he the first like publicity thing?
Kennedy was always cheating. I know that.
Wasn't that
they
his
say
lady?
That?
Yeah, but this was after her nudes leaked after he was killed.
Oh, heard. Okay,
nice.
That's fair. But they never had like a sneak shot of the president. You know?
It's crazy that we don't expect presidents are going to chicks. You know what I mean? Like they do that. Powerful men are always doing that. You know, and also powerful women are
powerful. I'm doing it. I got
some
no power.
Dude, you've been in politics your whole life, and then you finally get the chance where you're in power. Like, of course they're going to get, like, corrupted. They've been, like, eating shit for, like, the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah, they've been nerds their whole life.
They finally get the chance, though.
I'm so excited for when, like, Gen Z becomes presidents, because we're going to be able to find their old FetLife accounts and, like, weird shit that they put on TikTok. And
they're
going to
get elected
so
without a FetLife account if we keep hidden down this godless path.
What the hell? I don't even know what the FetLife is.
It's fetish life. Thing. I throw in one point in your disgusting run.
But, yeah, FetLife, what it's fetish life, right? Right?
Yeah.
It's like an account.
You know,
it's Queen like Tinder for that. Fucking psychos.
Oh, okay. It's like a dating thing.
It's like threesomes, fetishes, and what's the third thing?
You're into asshole stuff. I'm into asshole stuff. What else do we match on?
Yeah, I think it's threesomes, fetishes, and butt stuff.
Is anal a fetish?
I'm amazed you don't have one, Trevor.
I don't have FetLife, dude. Dude, those are all vaxxed hards on there, dude. Everyone on there is vaccinated. I'm not doing that. That's dangerous.
Hey, what if you get one of them knocked up, dude?
What if you get, or what if you catch the vaccine?
Oh, I didn't think about
dude,
that.
I wear a condom in every vaccinated chick, dude. I'm not trying to get the vaccine.
She's like, I got an IUD. You're vaccinated.
Did I ever tell you about that guy I went to? He was like a holistic doctor. This guy fucking ripped, dude.
Ripped.
Within 4 minutes of sitting down, he's like asking me basic questions about health. He had me hold some mumbo jumbo machine that was supposed to like read my fucking thetans or something like almost like Scientology
type
shit.
Okay.
And within like 4 minutes, he brings up, he was like, I'll tell you what, they're not telling us the full truth about 9/11.
No,
dude, I'm
nice.
Not kidding. I would have let him take my spleen. Like, I trust you, sir.
Dude, this guy's got it. Yeah. Oh,
but then he
was he a
about,
doctor?
I'm pretty sure he counts as a doctor.
Nice. I like it,
counts.
Dude.
He's fan-fucking-tastic, and then he proceeded to, as we chatted, and we got very comfortable. He knew he could trust me right away. He knew I wouldn't come on a podcast and talk about it or anything.
No.
But he started talking about how he doesn't like to fuck his wife anymore because she got the vaccine. And he was like, there's trace amounts in there.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
This guy is the guy, dude.
Dude, you can't catch from chicks not very well, right?
Aaron, are you a doctor?
No.
This guy's a doctor.
But think about all the STDs. Like every time a dude and chick screw, the chick has a way higher chance of contracting something if the guy has it than versus visa.
Vice versa?
No, because vice versa is a vice versa.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
Chuck if a chuck was.
Well, I'll tell you this much, dude.
That makes sense, though. It's because, like, we got to jump in the lake for a second and get out. You know, they are the lake, you know?
That
squirrel gets in there, it's over.
With the temperature, things will fester in there. It's like a breeding ground for yogurts and bacteria.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about, Georgia.
Georgia, please elaborate.
Self-cleaning.
It is crazy how they do that. The penis isn't self-cleaning. You know, I got to do that myself. I got to pull the skin back and everything.
I don't think it's really self-cleaning. They say it's self-cleaning, but...
The penis?
No, the other one.
Oh, the vagina?
Yeah,
then why are so many of them dirty?
Exactly, dude.
Oh, my God. guys. My new name for this podcast is Barbara Walters.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about my presidential bombing. Poon. Right, that's right.
He's got the best presidential poon.
I've been doing a whole bit on this, dude. I love old ladies.
You do have old lady, Hillary Clinton. You can make jokes about old ladies like this, then. What do you got for old...
What about Hillary, dude? She got a wagon on her. You ever seen
her?
Does she, though?
She's got fat ass. She does.
You know who else has?
Chelsea.
When she was running, she was. She was
Kamala? Dude, she is stacked and really stupid. That's my type.
Yeah. Mm.
Big tits, big old ass, and dumb as shit. Bring it on, Kamala. You know? She's hot. People would always talk about how Michelle Obama was gorgeous, right?
I feel like she was.
Oh,
I feel like
bro, she fell you're out of
dude,
your mind.
He was.
I feel like she's gotten
got
worse.
Older. She was there for 8 years.
Yeah, they were. So. She just got older.
I don't think she was ever hot. And then they would talk
she
about
like,
they would never
pretty.
Talk
she
about Melania like
now
that.
She looks rough, though.
After you see the pictures of her broad shoulders and stuff, and you're just like, nah.
Dude, she's built like Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, yeah, ruins it for you. Yeah, one bad picture ruins
she looks
it.
Like an NBA power forward.
Yeah, yeah, it does that.
She's,
yeah.
She's, got, she's stacked, going. Dude.
And I feel like I try to go back, and I can't even find an attractive picture. I'm like, maybe she was never attractive.
Yeah, it was the media dude, convinced me of that, dude.
Yeah. We have a strong black
they were talking
woman.
About, oh, she's
beautiful.
So gorgeous. First of all.
She was not bad looking. There's nothing wrong
she's
with her.
She's a guy, dude. She's a fucking guy.
Mike,
there, it
Mike.
Came out.
Mike
Brown.
Mike Brown,
I think. Or no, is that the guy from Ferguson? Either way,
know, dude.
This is a dude who had his penis
dude, is that,
removed.
This is a legit theory. Have you seen these pictures, guys, of Barack's was good friend back in like college or something? Looks exactly like Michelle, but it's a dude.
I have
dude.
Seen really? These conspiracy
yeah.
theories.
And you
yeah.
can't find a single picture of her pregnant.
You can't.
Oh, my God. There. No.
Dude, I like how like,
it's
how
true,
long
though.
Has
you
he
can't.
Been out of office? Like 10 years? They're like, he's gay. They're still trying to call him gay.
Like, it is so funny.
Well, you're born with it. It's not like he would be not gay anymore. It's not like it went
he
away.
He was born in Kenya with it. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. Well,
like, they're coming after him for everything. Now they're like,
I've
he's a fucking
it.
Homo.
I said it before, dude.
It's so funny the conservatives think that's the most insulting thing.
$10,000.
Hot gay.
To the listeners, $10,000. If you can find a picture of Michelle Obama pregnant, $10,000, I'll pay you.
That's it's out there. It's out there now.
Wait,
I've said it a bunch. No one's, dude, there's one guy.
They don't exist. They're doctored.
There's a guy who works for like Breitbart who offered $1 million.
Really?
I'll pay $1 million if someone can show me a picture of her pregnant. No one can do it.
That's crazy.
You think she would at least do it?
She
and
was
then
pregnant twice.
And fucking give it to a charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah or it was on, that's crazy.
And be like,
yeah,
show
it's
us,
almost like she's got a big fat
it's like,
dick.
It's like when they say, show us your birth certificate. Guy, like they didn't still. Want it for some reason.
Dude, there's nothing wrong
just,
with having
not
a big
on her
nice
radar,
dick.
Too.
You know? I'm not talking shit on her. She's got a nice fat cock.
So how's everybody's week going?
There's a vein in it.
You ever seen the
you
seen young
see
pictures
the vein,
of Barack
you
know. Obama?
What's that?
Yeah.
He looks so cool, dude.
You think he looks
there's
cool?
There's that picture of him smoking that cigarette. I'm like,
he does
I'd
look
fucking
cool.
hang out
he
with
does
that
look
guy.
Cool, dude.
It looks like he'd be on the back of like a beatnik
like,
poet
all,
book.
I feel like all the presidents
like
at one point
get along
were cool.
With.
Like, you know, like Bill Clinton. You ever hear like the
Clinton
stories they tell
cool.
about him in college? He was like cool as hell.
Yeah, they said he has a Bill, nose like a Hoover.
George Bush never stopped being
cool.
That's why.
Bush was cool. George Bush
he was
cool
when he was talking
Bush
on the
was
TV.
Funny.
He was a goober.
Whatever.
Yeah,
he's
a friend.
He never lost it, dude.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
he was
guy.
Just a goober.
He had that cool energy.
He was, like,
yeah,
he was a frat guy,
it
dude.
It was. He was like never lost that frat guy energy. Yeah. Like eventually, I feel like they all lose it and mature.
Who seems
Bill still
the least
had a little
cool
bit of it.
Of the presidents?
Yeah.
Man.
Who knows? I don't know anything.
Woodrow Wilson, dude. I'll whoop that dude's
people
ass.
Hate it. People
wait,
hate
who's
it.
The guy that died in like 20 days because he gave a speech in the rain? You ever heard that story?
Yeah.
That guy sucks.
Yeah, who was that?
Die 20 days in? That's pretty lame.
That's true, dude.
Come on,
he's got a cold.
Cold. Exactly, dude. Good thing he wasn't around during COVID.
Dude, I want to say his name's James Hamilton, but that's that guy's name.
Alexander Hamilton? No.
He got shot a bunch of times. They say that guy got shot.
Dude, James Andrew Harris? Jackson is the one who was... They said he sounded like a handful, a pocket full of he's change because he had so many bullets in
Jackson,
him.
That's what I'm saying.
Andrew Jackson's
how
my favorite
that,
president.
Dude, to be like, I'm a politician. How'd you get there? A lot of duels.
Yeah, truth.
He's the man, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
Jackson's my favorite, then Nixon.
How many duels do you think there'd be comedy? Probably not that many. He'd be like, dude, that's my premise. He'd be outside
the
parkway at 10 p.m., dude. And, like, there's some
I'm
guy
sure
OD'd out there. We're like, we'll do it tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure dueling's allowed outside of parkway.
What would you used to
do?
Yeah,
sure,
it
there.
It's 10 paces.
It's just called a drive-bys in parkway.
Yeah.
What would you duel for back in the day? I feel like someone had to like fuck your wife to duel.
Oh, if somebody
you know?
Fucks your wife, you can
you
duel now.
But
that's still on the books.
You don't have to duel.
I mean, like, you know what
back.
I mean? like someone, what reason would you ever duel someone in your life? Have you ever thought you're like, I want to duel this guy?
Oh yeah, somebody fucked my girlfriend, dude.
That's like the
that's
only
still
reason.
A law. Yeah, 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 dude. It's
so
high
these
stakes.
Presidents
it
must
used
have
to be
been
over
fucking
like,
each other's girlfriend.
It used to be over like property disputes.
It's high stakes.
Oh, that's pretty big. That's
yeah,
high that's stakes, big, dude. I get this land.
Yeah, ooh. Your land and
I'd
my.
I'd be outside shooting cans.
Sometimes both guys would get shot and not die. And it would be like they'd be trying to figure out who got hit with a bullet first.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's a tie, dude.
I'd say.
You shake hands like a man.
I'm not shot. Then the guy dies in like 2 days because of infection.
I think that it was probably pretty polite, right? People were like, yeah, well.
I feel like people in the 1400s were very polite.
I bet not everyone had a piece on them, though, right?
Dude, I know. I bet there was some
what do you
sneaky
mean, a wiener? Or a
women
gun?
Women didn't have guns, I bet.
You know the guy no, that, they didn't even have
some like, of them did, but not anything. All of them.
There was probably some guy. You know, rock, paper, scissors is that guy who like goes one too late and he cheats.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably some guy doing the same thing, taking like 4.5 paces, you know, and then turn around.
That's right. Shooting guys in the back.
Yeah, but then somebody else will shoot him. There's always a witness to the duel.
True.
Yeah.
Drew, is that a thing at duels? Does the crowd get to shoot you if you fuck up? That'd be sweet, dude.
Some sort of like audience suggestion.
Yeah.
Crowd work duel.
Think of the thumbs up and thumbs down.
That should be the final battle of the roast. Just you can opt in to do roasts or duel.
Cocaine Shane used to perform on stage with a gun in his pocket.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. He showed it to me, dude, in the bathroom at Hambones. He was, dude, this guy
that's
ruled.
The last guy you want
he
to
was,
have one.
He was mentally insane. This was the only time I ever thought, like, maybe we need some more background checks or something. He was like.
Great guy, though.
He was so follow great. I fucking love that guy. But he went
what was
up
his
there.
Name?
Shane.
Cocaine Shane, we called him.
Shane.
He never did a drug.
Oh, he was that guy. Fucking that spaz. Guy, never mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know why I was thinking the other way.
So he.
Also a good guy.
He got on. He was on stage doing like some crowd work because he had no jokes. He was just like this idiot who would show up once in a while and go crazy on stage.
Crazy racist stuff.
Sexism was his bread and butter.
Some of it was kind of funny because it was so over the top. Though.
Yeah, and like, but he would kill in front of us at mics.
Yeah. We were into it.
Audiences were like, "What is this?" So he was crowd working this guy, and he said something like, "I'd watch what you say. I'm holding right now. I got a gun in my pocket as we speak." And like,
say that stuff.
Yes, and everyone thought it was a goof. And then I went into the bathroom, and he had what looked to me like a cell phone clip because his shirt was up while he was pissing. And
you
I
got
was
a
like,
beeper still, bro?
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, and he like covered it real fast. And I was like, "Don't be ashamed of your beeper." And he was like, showed it to me, and I was like, "Oh my god, you said that and had a gun? It was a fucking genuine threat."
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
The great one, dude.
I didn't realize that. That's nuts.
Yeah.
You guys ever witnessed a shooting?
Oh, yeah. I've been shot at, dog.
Really?
Damn, why? For drugs? Had to be.
Timestamp. Not really. You're good. But, yeah, it was over shit like that.
Yeah. When I was in Chicago once, they talk about how dangerous it is. And then I never saw anything out there. And then one day I was sitting at a bus stop waiting to go home from work. It's like 2 in the morning. I'm literally working at a bar. Me and this other guy are just sitting at this bus stop. And then around the corner, you just heard, and then peel away. And we just like looked at each other. And it was like, wow, that was definitely drive-by. It was so loud. It
2 weeks ago, there was one at
Parkway. Yeah, I've definitely heard gunshots. Never been.
But this was the closest. In Munhall, right next to Homestead. It was like always fireworks or gunshots, you know. But this was like, that was so close. Like,
yeah.
I literally, if I was like a couple feet over, I would have saw it. Like, it's kind of spooky. Kind of spooky when you hear someone die.
Do you think they got shot?
Yeah, true. I never know what happened.
Check the news.
Dude. They might have just
you gotta
shot
check
up.
The news.
Well, I remember some guy when I was out there showed me this app. It was like, it was called Civilian or something. It was like so people could post what was happening, and then they would post crimes and like pictures outside their window of what was happening at the crime. And I got it for like a week, and I realized there was way more crime around me than I thought there was.
Yeah.
So I got rid of it because I was like, I was paranoid now.
I can believe that. Dude.
There's like shit happening 2 streets over I never even knew about.
Do you remember the Underground? It was a thing that...
No, Jimmy Giles. I wish I got to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to perform there, but there was one night that like 2 or 3 hours after everybody left, somebody got shot in the face, like right there.
Holy shit.
Right where the place was, dude.
I had a roast joke for Jimmy Giles where I was like,
guy didn't die, just got shot in the face.
That's even more impressive.
Yeah.
Pretty scary. Threw the cheek out the back.
I don't know. Don't want to get shot in the face, though.
No. Bad.
I don't want to get shot. I don't know.
That place was fun, dude.
Unless I have those Kevlar abs in.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Ayo. I'm telling you, we're going to sell these Kevlar abs. We can do it. If you can put a titanium hip into some old lady, you can put a fucking...
What do you think the worst plastic surgery is, dude?
Worst.
On a woman?
Sure, why not?
Excellent. No, that was like, the answer. Just ever, any woman.
You ever see a porn star where, like, I say it, I joke, but it's like, where tits, they literally look like they've been stapled on.
Yeah.
That looks so bad. I'm like, how did you?
Dude, I think some of these fake butts, dude. Here's the picture of Madonna's.
Madonna's
fake butt, dude. She has all that money. And it seriously looks like...
Because you got to have the legs before you do that. Like, you could just get big tits on a girl, and it would look like... You'd be like, oh, she was born like that. But if you have a big ass and, like,
no
skinny
legs
you just look retarded.
Yeah,
Bad Baby, I think, got a fake butt.
Yeah, because you got to do a lot of squats to get a big butt. So your
you have to have the whole thing.
Drunk.
And you got to eat cornbread, dude. You got to eat. Dude, you don't
usually those chicks are like, they're like built kind of.
Yeah, dude, good low center of gravity, like a pulling left guard, you know? Good haunch on them, dude.
You know? Great. I'm glad we're back.
Yeah, big lips look terrible, too. I mean,
lips are really bad, dude.
They could go,
I know
go
tons of chicks who get them and are like, and I'm just like, please stop.
They're my friends that are like, I was like, you don't have that good of a job. Why'd you get the foot?
Dude, well, now they just, you go to like a dentist temporary. And stick them in there.
Yeah,
they literally, it's almost like you get like an allergic reaction for a week or two. And then
yeah, literally.
Did you ever, anybody ever hook up with a bitch with fake lips?
I don't think so.
How do you know a fake lip?
Bro, wait till you hook up with one.
Are you sure it's not just like Botox or some shit?
This chick had silicone implants in her lips.
That's nuts, dude.
You could feel it, dude. It was very weird.
It's like that chick in Israel. Have you seen the pictures of her?
No.
Her lips are huge. That chick that's like...
Are you talking about... No, I saved it. I was going to say something really funny and really awesome, and I didn't.
There's some chick...
Say it, say it.
There's some chick that the freedom fighters are holding hostage, and...
what he said was worse than what I was going to say. That rules.
No, but her lips are huge, dude, and they're like, she can't have just had Botox because she's been in prison, you know? So it's like, how is this chick's lips? Like, remember when people were sucking on a shot glass and making their lips?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It looks like that. It's cartoonish.
Yeah, well,
it felt like someone jammed a pull and peel Twizzlers under the skin in her mouth. Like, I was like, what am I chewing on right now? It was very weird.
I think the new stuff should be a lot better. Like
old
boob jobs are supposed to be like gross.
Yeah, they're hard. Like, you can tell that they're fake. Like,
yeah,
old
they're like,
boob jobs.
They're
like they are
balloons.
Like hard.
But old boob job technology just becomes like cheaper. You know, it's like then new stuff.
True,
just
dude.
More
it's affordable
expensive.
Now. It's like
that's what it is.
Everybody's looking for the latest thing.
It's like a 50-inch TV.
So I mean,
I know every
girls I went to high school
with
that have lip injections. Like I thought you used to have to be like an actress to get lip injections.
No,
like anybody
do
can
it
get
it all
in
all
salon.
Over.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's crazy.
People are lopping their peckers off.
I knew like really pretty girls that I went to high school with that got
just
Botox,
inverting them, dude.
Like at like 23. And it's like, why the fuck are you getting Botox at 23? Like, she went and got it with like her mom
and
her
sisters. And if you have migraines, you can get like prescribed it real easy.
That's
because they Botox, I think, was invented for migraines.
Dude, I want Botox now because it goes away, right? It goes away like after like a couple of days.
Yeah, but you look like an asshole, dude.
You've seen the guys who do the muscle like saline stuff.
Oh, the injection shit, you mean?
Yeah, like they just make these weird...
That's oil. Yeah, that's not saline. Saline will be safe. It's oil.
It's so
gross.
Yeah,
those guys with the muscles, they look so
synthol,
weird.
Yeah.
They just have muscle.
They like,
fake biceps.
They take like a big thing of oil and they put like an IV into their body and displace their skin with oil so it looks like a muscle, like in the muscle.
Just lift a weight.
It's so
you have to lift a lot of weights to get there, though.
I know, but
these guys do lift weights, too, and they get frustrated at the lack of progress, so they sneak in little synthol pops.
It's fucking gross, dude.
I've been thinking about doing it.
That's awful.
How much are you gaining out of that, though? You know, it's like you look like a freak. I guess they don't know that.
They have body dysmorphia, dude.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Like,
they think they look good. Yeah.
You ever seen the huge hands guy? There's a huge hands guy.
Oh, that guy.
The forearms down to his hands.
Shabetta always posts it.
It's crazy, dude. From his forearms down, like Popeye. I mean, it's like Popeye, dude. Yeah. His hands are just they just turn into a cartoon underneath. And
that's crazy.
He's just his Instagram's just like him doing work, just like picking up logs and being like, whoa, and throwing stuff because he's just got these just. Goliath grip with these huge forearms. It's totally a mutation. It's not cool.
Yeah, but it's badass. But it is badass. Like, hold a beer, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Looks like a thimble.
You're like, you're a mutant. Wait, you look like this cartoon character. Yeah, actually.
If he fucking gave you a left hook, dude, it would come through like a freight train, dude.
Oh, you're toast. Slap fights.
Yeah.
Oh, he would dominate.
Fight.
Yeah, those are entertaining. Those are weird.
There's probably bans against him.
Yeah, it's like you can't.
When me and Mark were watching the show was so good because. At one point, it was really lame. I was like, these guys are just slapping each other. But then they put them all in a house together.
Oh. Yeah.
Dude, this one guy, he would get hammered every night and try to fight everybody. And I was like, fuck this guy. He sucks, dude. And then he just kept knocking people out in one hit. And I was like, I think he's the best to ever do it, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a Tyreek Hill pushed his pregnant girlfriend down the stairs in college, dropped still two rounds in the draft. Then he broke that same kid's arm 3 years later. He's the best wide receiver of all time. Yeah. People do not care.
Yeah, you're an athlete, I don't, on a personal level.
They just forget, truthfully.
I got too much shit going on to worry about that, dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? I got my own shit.
If an actor does something, they'll never forget that. A football player, they're like, oh, dude, it's true. Do you see that touchdown, baby?
It depends. I think you just have to be really, really, you have to be the best at something to get away with that kind of shit.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, Louis C.K.
Like, Louis didn't do anything wrong. Okay, are we
those
are we
voicemails
ready to
are pretty
it?
Wild.
The voicemails are Louis. Fantastic, dude. It's my favorite Mel Gibson work.
Oh, my gosh.
You told me about some of them.
He made those.
I didn't even hear those ones. I thought it was all Jewish stuff. I didn't even hear the black stuff.
Oh, the black stuff's the best stuff, dude. And the fucking slut stuff. He's like, I can see your pussy from the back. It's a great line. I say it all the time.
You do say it all the time.
Dude, that's funny that you hear it.
Oh my god!
Now Mel got away with it, but that's only because he started making his own movies, dude. He's like,
and because Jews love cinema, and he makes good movies. They were like, "What are we gonna do? He's gonna have them. He's fantastic."
Woody Allen was in Hot Water. A couple good banger movies.
Who?
Woody Allen.
Oh,
he was in
Rihanna, and I was like,
no. Woody Allen was immediately forgiven. I thought,
yeah, because the movies were so good.
Who else, dude? Roman Polanski.
Yeah,
anal raped a 13-year-old. They gave him a goddamn Oscar last year. Pretty insane, dude. The great one.
That's Hollywood, dude. That's Hollywood.
Yeah, dude. That's Hollywood. Hollywood loves that shit, dude.
Yeah, I don't know what it's all about.
Do.
I do. I know exactly what
it's about.
Satanism, dude. Yep, dude.
Fucking Satanism.
Ritualistic satanic abuse, dude. You ever look into the Finders cult?
Ever go to Bohemian Grove?
Dude, do you know about the Finders cult? Dude, no. I'll do it in the voice if it makes it better.
Oh,
the Finders cult, the CIA and the FBI leaked documents. They leaked them themselves. Like, these are like the statute of limitations, whatever. They leaked shit on their own Twitter account. And you can read about how CIA and FBI agents were involved in kidnapping kids and, like, filtering them around the country in sex cults. Go ahead, Google it if you don't believe
the
me.
The CIA had a
it's
sex cult.
It's on the internet. It's
called
real.
What?
No, it's on the FBI's Twitter page. They released it. So it, now is it real?
What's
their
it,
internet's real?
What's it called?
The Finders cult.
The
dude.
Finders cult.
Let's just pause it and watch it.
I always think that I want to go on podcasts with you, Trevor. And
I did
then...
nothing wrong.
The Finders cult, dude. It's real.
Dude, now that I think about it, you were talking about that with like Tyreek Hill, Mel Gibson. I feel like that's me in local comedy, dude. I'm just too good.
You're forgiven, yeah.
They want me gone.
They do. They
want, can't get
they
rid
can't
of me.
They can't get rid of you.
I'm a
you
force.
Are you are the Mel Gibson of the Pittsburgh.
Oh,
man. Oh, wow.
If you said that on my birthday, I'd cry.
Are you hard right now?
If you told me on my birthday, dude, I'd cry hard. Just known him for
they
so long.
They may take
really
our
nice.
Spots, but they'll never take our freedom.
Dude, that's like his fifth best monologue. You got to get into the new shit.
Wait till you hear the voicemails.
Yeah,
dude.
I was going to say.
Pack of.
If you thought Braveheart was inspiring. Dude, well, I just watched Hacksaw Ridge, directed by the great one Mel Gibson.
What's Hacksaw Ridge?
It's about a Christian medical fucking like field nurse in
World War One. Old World War One,
or was it two? It was two. World War Two.
I've been
nurse.
Watching a lot of old movies lately. Dude.
This is like 4 years old. The movie.
No, well, never mind.
But it's fan fucking tastic. It's about this Christian guy. He doesn't want to shoot anybody because thou shalt not kill. Mm. But he wants to be a medic, and he puts himself in the line of danger, and he wins a Medal of Honor, saving like 15 people, and just praying and shit the whole time. It's so
wow,
Gibson,
dude.
So Gibson.
Wait, I might have seen this one. Is this the one where he like so repels Gibson. Down with like a Korean soldier? I seen that.
Let's
one,
watch
dude.
It again. Let's have
Get
it in the back.
The Forgotten War, dude. South Korea, North Korea.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's like music. No matter what, don't matter what you do, sports or whatever. If you're just undeniably good, like Chris Brown beat up Rihanna, my most beloved woman of all time.
Yeah,
in music. Couple albums, bangers. Women love him again. Doesn't
Is he
matter.
Back?
He's been back.
I don't know that he's really back.
No.
He's kind of back.
He's kind of back.
But, like, you know, he should be off the face of the planet.
There's a little bit more forgiveness for
him. He still has top 10 hits and stuff, you know?
I didn't know that about Chris Breezy.
Did we call him world touring?
That's pretty sick.
That's true, though.
He could have been even bigger than he was.
He could have been doing like the Super Bowl, that Rihanna's doing the Super Bowl and stuff.
Yeah, but if you do a good thing like Tim Tebow, you're like hated universally.
What'd Tebow do?
He knelt in the end zone in prayer. Oh, if he would have been protesting the anthem,
then
he'd
beat the Steelers
hero,
in the playoffs. So
that hurt him in this region.
To fucking hate him. Dude, that was the worst fucking playoff game I've ever seen in my fucking life.
316 yards,
I feel like
dude,
I can
John
remember it, dude.
So why did
it didn't even seem real what was happening. I feel like I was watching a game
of Madden.
It's
almost like the NFL's fixed.
Where some guy, yeah. someone said it, not me.
I'm watching an Instagram of a lot of NFL's fix. It's fun.
Yeah, Larry Johnson, former Penn State star.
It would be easy
to
fix, dude.
Well, the way the guy points it out.
It's a third and whatever. Doesn't matter. Holding call, first down.
Yeah, and you can always question get holding. Yeah,
yeah. Literally, it happens
it's on
every
play.
Yeah. Exactly.
This guy will do
even
like
pass interference
voiceovers,
happens.
And he'll say like the odds, the spread on the game is this, and then like he's like it's third down. Why would anybody do this? And then they show like the defensive guy just sort of take a walk and let him get the first down, and they end up covering the spread. You know, like and he's like, what the fuck is this? Obviously, it's fixed. I don't know. It's pretty interesting.
Did you see the guy that in the NBA that actually was rigging games? The FBI.
Yeah, Tim Donaghy. Fabulous documentary.
The way they would do it was pretty simple. They'd be like, I think it worked like 70% of the time. It didn't even work every time, but it worked like most of the time. Exactly. And the mob would just be like it would be like if like the Lakers were playing whoever that night, he'd just give LeBron like two quick fouls off the rip, and then they have to bench him more because he might foul out. And then automatically your best player is taken out. And that's all they would do. And they would do it in low stakes games, and they would just two quick fouls and
their
best player.
They did it in
the
playoff series between the Sacramento Kings and the Lakers 2002, and it completely affected the outcome.
That's
like,
crazy.
That was a big deal. That was the one I remember watching it. I'm older than some of you guys.
You don't say.
And I remember watching
about Silverfish, the band.
Silverfish.
I was watching the game. And I was like, I was rooting for the Kings. And I was like, let's see here, like 13. I was like fucking heartbroken, dude. I was like, they're playing so hard. Like, they were worse than the Lakers, but they were outplaying them and getting just robbed, like play after play. And it was like, I was like tearing up. I was so frustrated. And then I learned later that I was like, oh, this is all about
basketball
money.
Is a sport where the scrappy team wins, dude.
Yeah.
That young Spurs team before Kawhi Leonard was like as good as he was. They scrapped against that the Heat and they beat them with the super
dude,
team.
How about when the Mavericks so beat them?
Following this, George.
Dude, that was amazing. I remember
the Mavericks
watching that.
One was crazy.
Jason Kidd and fucking.
All right, we'll get off sports.
How are you doing, my bad.
We'll get off sports. But I'll tell you guys this. This is big news. Skriva has been texting me pictures of people's faces as he says to them, hey, did you ever hear back from that dude?
Oh.
And they say, hey, what dude? And you say, that dude that you let pipe last night, dude. He's been sending me pictures of people's faces getting got. It's pretty great.
I want to see videos. Step it up, Chris.
But if you're videoing, they're going to know something's up.
You got to hold it down by your side.
Yeah, you got to sneak it.
Yeah, it's got to be
I'm going to invest in it.
It's got to be an upskirt. It's got to be an upskirt, you know?
An upskirt. You got to get the mirror cam.
Or a down blouse of either one of them. Of Chris, obviously.
Look, you just got this Chinaman.
Where's this guy? Who's that fella?
He's a Chinaman.
He's a guy at a grocery
every
store.
Every word you say.
You got him, dude. That's a man who's just been got, dude. And he said his response was, real funny, Mr. Funny Man. That's a Chinese person if I've ever heard it, dude.
Chris is out of the Oriental market.
There's a racist piece of kitchen equipment called a China cap.
China cap?
Yeah, it's like a strain thing, but it looks like a little Chinese hat.
So they and call it hates black
they
people.
They call it a China cap.
Oh, you mean the name of it.
Yeah. it's like low stakes racist, like getting gypped or whatever, but it's like it's kind of funny how that snuck through. You know?
We do need a tier system that's clear. Yeah, we're all like, whoa, easy on the five there, buddy.
Well, it's like, how many gypsies do you see? I can say gypped.
Yeah.
Until I run into Tyson Fury.
I'll tell you what.
I'm all right.
I'll tell you what. I don't hang out with that many black people, so I got the same logic.
No.
Your logic is,
so
look,
I fired
are any
it
of
off.
Them in here?
I don't see any of them around.
All right. Get ready to bleep this.
Everybody's going to be just fine. Dude.
We're not playing poker.
Yeah, right? We still need to do the poker cast.
You got a show after this, Georgia?
Yeah.
Where is it at? You guys, you just did a show last
night. Don't even say it. Don't even say it. It's true. they don't want their name attached to this.
That's probably fair. Yeah.
Yeah, it might be
It's
true.
At the gay place in town,
That's
dude.
True. That's true. Uptown.
Gay?
There
gay?
Are some fun gay people on it.
Okay. I was on a show up that gay place one time.
What?
They let me up, dude. I was the token white guy.
I've been there four times, and I have received two lifetime bans.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I've been back
dude.
Twice since.
Dude, I watched Screva go up there and let you say retarded like 10 times and crushed. I was like, oh, you can say whatever you want here if you're funny. You know, it's like,
Screva too. I crushed too and then was
dude,
lifetime banned.
Really?
It was about like someone tattled. You run into a fucking tattle pants, dude. Imagine being a tattle.
I don't want to put names into it, but Chris got kind of bottle rocketed. He can't go there anymore.
I know.
Because he got tattled on.
Imagine being a tattletale, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And they didn't even post the fucking mic this week. And then I waited 3 hours there and didn't even get pulled out of the fucking bucket, dude. I just went fucking the scars.
How many comics do they have?
Dude, the people are doing fucking karaoke there. This one girl went up there and sang, I dug my keys, that fucking Carrie Underwood song. I was like, what are we doing here? She didn't even have a guitar. I was like, you gotta at least have an instrument.
Openly
dude.
Sexist.
And it's just openly
she
like fucking basic as fuck, you know?
I'm telling on her, dude.
I like that song. I like Carrie Underwood, dude.
Yo,
so
Carrie
it's like
a kid.
Yeah,
when
me a little
when I was a
Underwood.
Kid, I was all into like metal and punk. I was like, I'm a punk head for
was it like
life. And then my mom played that in the car. I was like, I kind of like
dude,
this Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood's quads are a work of fucking art.
Yeah, she's
dude.
Beautiful.
She's a good-looking lady. Good-looking lady.
Yeah, but I'm talking about her quadriceps.
Oh. Well, which ones are those?
The muscle at the front of the thigh, dude.
Okay, I'm going to pay attention.
Absolute. Dude, she could kick through those karate boards or something. I don't know. She's got fucking legs, dude. You ever see her on that? I've been waiting all day, Don. Sunday night. Yeah, dude, she comes out and them legs popping, dude. Every muscle just popping.
Football talk, right?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know stuff.
It gets you ready to look at Tyreek Hill. You're like, look at these asses out here.
Dude, his neck, he got to be doing steroids. His neck is as wide as his head.
Yeah, yeah.
That's steroids.
He runs like an actual deer, dude.
He gets on all fours.
I used to have a lot of dreams where I could run on all fours. Anybody else ever have that? You guys ever have that?
No. I had a dream once like that. It's crazy you say that. And I was literally running from a bear. And then I remember I had a dream. And I was like, if I kill myself, I'll wake up. So I stuck my head in the bear's mouth.
Oh, no.
It was,
weird.
It was good, though. It was like, I knew I wasn't going to die.
That's crazy. I would not.
You ever kill yourself in a dream to wake up?
I've never done that. No.
I was. Yeah. I ate at Denny's at 3 a.m. the other night on the way back from a show in West Virginia.
Get the
and
notches?
I dreamed that somebody came into my room and shot me in the back of the head, execution style.
Damn.
I've had that dream before.
It was
actually.
Very vivid.
Was
dude.
It like third person? Or
I got
was
shot
it
in
like
the face.
You were
in
that. No, I knew it was coming. Like he turned me around, and I was like, "God damn it, dude, damn. This sucks."
Yeah. That is crazy, dude.
And in the dream, I was sleeping in my bed, and someone came in and woke me up. So like, it felt so real because like that's the last place I was in my bed. And he came in and he shot me. And I remember thinking, I was like, fuck, my gun's downstairs. For everybody listening, I keep my gun downstairs.
Yeah, that's the dumbest shit,
smart move.
Dude.
What, keep my gun downstairs?
Yes.
Keep it in your bedroom.
Dude, how are you ever going to use it?
Well, sometimes
hold on. Hold on, intruder. You're right at
well,
the base of the
steps. Well, who's
going to
intrude, dude? Anyone who would intrude is honestly just a victim of our oppressive system.
That's true. They probably should just have your stuff.
They should have my stuff, dude. I'm sitting up there with all my privilege and my firearm. It's not right.
No. Let them have the firearm first. I say.
I say they get the gun. I leave it down there for them, like cookies out for Santa, dude. I put a gun by the door with a sign that says, I've been a good boy, dude.
Good
I've been a privileged boy.
Yeah. Put me on your do not kill list. I've been a good boy.
I want to get a gun.
I have a BLM sign out front, bro.
Because I keep a knife next to my bed. I got like collect knives.
Dude,
I got this one really big one.
You it's do
like,
have a knife next to your bed.
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Yeah, I was. That's my like. But I'm like, that's terrible.
What kind
of
knife
in case
is it?
Of intrude, I don't want to stab someone. I'd rather just like shoot them once or shoot them in the leg once. You know.
Yeah.
It's just like a big ass.
No, dude.
Bowie
you shoot
knife
to kill.
Kind of
you either don't discharge your it's firearm like unless you're an immediate threat for your life, dude. That's
is that
the
what
code.
They teach?
Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
There's no sense to wing a motherfucker, dude. If you're
kill.
In danger, you fucking
yeah.
yeah.
It is.
You
that's
shoot.
Crazy.
Thing.
I thought you're supposed to shoot the leg.
Well,
you
I,
think
no.
they teach
heart.
You shoot to kill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
well,
crazy.
If they have a firearm on them.
Oh, then you're fucked, yeah.
Dude, you shouldn't be shooting unless you're fucking scared
that.
For your life.
Yeah.
So that means their life is ready to go, dude. It's
that's
not
fair.
Like,
yeah.
It's not like you. If you're shooting them in the leg, that means they pissed you off.
I feel like I'd just be know? Like, bang, bang. Oh, Mark, it's you. My bad, bro.
If it's Mark, shoot him in the leg.
That's why you go for the leg. It might be your friend. That's what I was worried about.
I'm just trying to picture Mark
with a couple of bullets in his leg down. Ah!
Dude, I'm doing his set next week for that.
Oh, really?
How you two picked each other, dude.
Well, he's hosting, so he asked me if I wanted to do it. And I was like, hell yeah.
You guys are too similar.
Yeah, nah, Trevor and I are about to have a great time.
Yeah, me and George are
also
switching.
We're not going to like just straight up do each other's sets.
Yeah, we're gonna rip on each other.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I'm wearing Trevor's MAGA.
Dude, I'll get a clip-on ponytail. I already got the purple polo. I'm hyped.
Hell yeah. Yeah, she's wearing a MAGA hat. I've got some stuff written.
You got to have the Bible in.
That's all it will. Yeah.
I got all kinds of stuff to give you. It's my stuff, after all.
That's all at Willow, isn't it?
Yeah. That's
it'll be fun.
Tuesday night. What are you doing? You should do Helfer.
I'm going to be out of town, dude.
I think Helfer and Blake should switch.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Blake won't do as good of a Helfer as Helfer will do of Blake, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Helfer will make Blake's set so fucking funny, dude.
That might be interesting.
I don't know. I feel like Blake would really... I know. Helfer's so funny as himself, though. You always got to give Blake someone better.
Willow Station.
Let's think of some good swaps, dude.
Yeah, there's not that many.
Or should we not talk about the scene? Because
I just know all I have to do is chain smoke an entire pack before I go on, and then I can do my Trevor voice.
Nobody can do my voice except for Alex Jones, dude. That's so crazy. It's been really hoarse too, dude. And I almost did the music thing. They wanted me to do it when I headlined that thing last night, and I was like, I got to be honest, I can't anymore. Like my pipes are dead. I've had a cold all week, and I was just like, I can't.
That's what
do
I thought
it.
You were gonna do.
Yeah. Fuck it, I just went and ripped
this guy came into work today. He was, I thought he was going to quit. He told me yesterday, he goes, might be last time you see me, bro. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
But they came in like 3 hours late today. Just his throat was so hoarse. He's like, I lost my voice last night. I was like, that's cocaine. I was like, that's got to be, dude. I was like, you just don't. You get like a sore throat overnight that bad, dude. He said, at least sounded like one of the ads.
The smoking ads.
Don't look to the shower. Yeah, look away. I was like... It was like gone. Especially as soon as he got there, he was like whispering almost. He was like,
would you rather be blind or deaf?
Definitely deaf.
Yeah.
Blind's impossible.
Deaf is actually almost a treat sometimes.
You gotta go deaf.
I mean, I put in noise cancel headphones sometimes, so like I'm already trying.
One of the best things that ever came in my porn algorithm was deaf girl has orgasm.
Oh, dude.
I didn't even jerk off. I just had a laugh.
You just changed Trevor's future.
Dude, she was just like,
stop it, dude. You weren't supposed to do the voice.
I love it, dude.
I clicked on that, and then my whole porn algorithm got fucked up, and it was like mentally challenged people having sex. Yeah. I was like, well, if I must, dude. I watched this mentally challenged guy blow this other mentally challenged girl's back out, and then they just laid there like on. They were like flopping on the bed. It was so crazy. I was like. I don't know. It was just.
This is awesome.
Know your outs, dude. Know your outs.
I don't know.
Should have tucked the out.
I was getting ready to get into normal
stuff. But it did, dude. My algorithm was fucked. Then I realized if you delete your history or like reset your algorithm.
What about the amputees? You ever watch those guys get down?
Yeah, I had an idea for a website called Nubhub. Just for it was all the proceeds were going to go to the veterans, which make up most of our actors.
Yeah.
Some guy out there got his arm blown off in war. Nubbin.
That's true, dude.
Chuck for office, that? Running against Andy Mango.
Well, there was that dude who got his...
The world's first ever nonprofit porn site is what I was going to call it.
Did you ever see that? Did you ever see that dude who got his dick cut off? It was a famous story. Yeah, Bobbitt.
John Wayne
and
Bobbitt.
And he got it... Someone drove through a field and found it.
No.
Yeah.
No. Put it on ice.
His wife threw it out the window.
His wife thought he was cheating.
His wife threw it out the window.
She cut it off with scissors, threw it out the window. Dude.
Oh, my God. With scissors?
On the highway.
Dude, that makes...
really disrespectful behavior from
Jesus,
her.
Jesus, dude.
Dude. Yeah. So then it was sewed back on, and then he proceeded to do a fucking... porno. What was it called? It was called
Knob It
or something, you know, like, but whatever.
Was his hammer all fucked up, dude?
Oh yeah, dude. It had a clean break in it, dude.
The handle was crooked.
Frankenstein's
monster.
It was at a 45, dude.
Oh, he had Peyronie.
It looked like a big square root or like a whole wing.
You think it's funny when he went back, he's like, put a hook in it this time. Now that I got the option.
Now that we're doing it,
Did it function?
It's still... he had an erection. I feel like it had to have lost.
It had to be like
it was nubby.
Weinstein, right? He used to pump the shit into his penis to get hard.
Dude, can you imagine?
Oh, the great one.
He probably had to do that same thing.
Can you imagine being that fucked up of a guy and having that kind of resources, dude? The stuff he pumped into his body to figure out how to get horny. He was like, I'm going to fuck all the world's most sought well, after women.
He had a bad heart, so he couldn't take the basic meds that work, like the fucking Viagra, Cialis. So he had to do this injection into his dick. Apparently, his dick looked mangled, dude. Like
that's a what I heard,
bit
what
by a police dog or something. It was just absolutely mangled to bits.
That's how you know the Me Too movement was true, though, because that came out later. It was like, they were like, this guy's an ass, this guy's an ass. Like, I would have led with the fucking dick.
Yeah.
So I
yo,
like,
bro,
have you seen
it.
This guy's penis? No way.
What is this?
Yeah, John
Wayne's
so tiny.
John Wayne's, well, I think.
Oh. It's soft.
You ever get out of a cold, oh, no. You ever get out of a cold pool, dude?
You ever had your
this
pee-pee
is that
cut off?
Times a million, dude.
Oh, dude.
This is cold shower.
We're looking at a picture
dude, like,
of my penis.
You actually
on the
lose
ground.
3 inches. From this guy.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, yeah, everybody.
Dude, look at that. That bad boy. That's terrifying.
Looks like an acorn.
Dude, imagine you got there are people who do that on purpose.
They thought you were
cheating. Oh!
You weren't even cheating.
Was
I
he
don't know
cheating?
If he was
I think
or not.
He was cheating.
I hope really he was cheating.
You'd have to be pretty damn
if
sure
he just,
it, to start chopping appendages.
Some people are crazy.
Women well, are crazy.
I've had nightmares.
Okay, not all women. Jesus Christ.
Believe all women, dude. Believe all women are crazy.
Have you ever had a nightmare where your wanger got cut off, dude?
No.
Oh, I used to. I used to have those, dude.
Yo, look at him testifying, dude. Look at the vengeance in that man's eyes.
Who are you talking
That's
about?
That's the guy.
Yeah, it was that bitch right there. He's pointing.
What are you talking about?
This is John Wayne Bobbitt, the man whose penis
oh,
was removed.
Oh, yeah, poor fella.
Look at that. That is vitriol
in that man's
eyes.
I an old man
eyes.
In my mind.
Dude, getting your dick cut off.
Well, dude, let's find the porno.
Oh, boy.
You ain't gonna, you're having nightmares
now. I don't want
to
leave
shows
it on
how
a...
attached men are to penis, though. Oh, I'm like, yeah. If I lost a hand, I'd be like, I could go on. If I lost my penis, I'd be like,
bad
how
word.
Do I continue?
Bad word choice, dude. Attached. But I showed you the bad one. It's called John Wayne Bobbitt Uncut. That's what it's called, which is a pretty good name for it.
All right.
But the thing is, you have to watch it.
The porn?
Yeah. We're all going to watch it. Oh, it's an hour and 17, so we'll have to pause
skip
it.
Like 20 minutes in.
Yeah, we're going to cut right to where you can see the full erect penis. Georgia, if this is,
paid.
If you don't want to be a part of this,
yeah, I mean,
too bad, you have to be.
I was going
to
say, genuine curiosity is
yeah, you have to see it, right?
Of Sir John.
I don't think this is going to magically make me straight.
Yeah, we can listen.
I'm just
going to
throw that out there.
Let's give a shout out to his parents for
naming
John Wayne.
It's Veronica Brazil was the lady.
Why do
yeah, if anybody can jump back from a cut off dick, it's John Wayne.
I've never seen interviews before porn.
Is
he in? Well, this is a special porn, dude.
I will say this. Shout out to my buddy who said that his favorite part of porn is the intro story. This is a pretty good one. How many minutes is the intro? Is it born 9? That's my record.
It looks like it might be 30, dude. I'm at minute 8 and there's no penetration.
Okay.
My favorite.
There are boobs.
Porn.
All right, so he goes to a strip club and then he
just
takes
interviews.
A,
we're getting the Cliff Notes version here.
He takes a lady home.
At the strip club.
From the strip club. She's Brazilian. She looks hideous.
He's got a crooked
oh,
dick.
They reenact the whole thing.
No.
Yeah, here's the lady cutting it off.
No.
She's got scissors. Oh, big
no.
shears.
No. She got big fake titties.
That's what's going on.
See, those were the ones and we were talking about earlier.
Wait,
you can tell
he relived it for the
and
porn?
She has to like do it instead of cut it off. She has to rock it. Is that what's going on?
Why are we doing this?
Dude, this is too much.
Okay,
too
what do you mean?
This porn.
Oh, look, they found it.
This porn.
She threw
okay,
it out
I'm sorry.
The window.
What dude is gonna watch this?
It
watch somebody get their
feet.
Dick cut
yeah,
off.
True.
And then still be like, yeah, I gotta jerk it.
This was definitely his idea.
Yeah. This is.
Does it ever?
Everybody, stop! Listen. Here's her throwing it out the window. Can you see it, dude?
Yeah. Oh, it slaps the guy's foot.
Listen. Damn.
It's
like a dick.
It's like a dick.
It
hits a homeless.
Dick just hit me in the
it
foot.
It hits a homeless.
It's just a
that prosthetic penis was way bigger than the one I saw in the picture.
Fast
the
forward,
real
dude.
Hold up. We got ourselves a beach in the hospital. Looks like they reattached her.
Fast forward. Yeah.
I'm trying.
Jesus.
I
want to
see.
Yeah.
The, I want to see where it was sewn.
But
on.
At what point
exactly.
do you
do
watch
think
a man
got two little
get his
okay.
cut off?
No, dude, it looks okay. I mean,
had to shock it back to life.
There's definitely a break in her. My reaction was, it looks okay. And so I go, ew.
It looked like it was ribbed for her pleasure.
I can't see it.
It honestly, it looked pretty
yeah,
seamless.
They're trying not to zoom in on it too much because it's mangled.
Sexy nurse talk.
I thought
here,
it was going to be worse.
Would she stop doing that?
Gorgeous.
Show us.
You know what?
They definitely
thing.
Had her
curiosity
sucking on his
done.
Soft
I'm
penis.
Good.
Well, they keep showing this. It's too much. Come on, lady. No one wants to see you play with your pussy. We're trying to see this mangled dick.
Oh, yeah, there's a scar all the way around the
base. It looks a little better now. It's getting hard.
I think this is single-handedly the most unhinged ring on the episodes.
It's got a clean ring on it.
There's a scar all the way around the base.
Honestly,
not
bad.
It actually almost looks cool, like a design.
Yeah, dude, like Neapolitan ice cream or something.
I like what I'm watching.
Yeah.
All right.
Just feel like it's darker at the base. Most are.
Trevor's grounded.
There's nothing wrong with that, dude.
Trevor likes a good POV of a cut-up wanger, you know?
It's that thing. It looks better than I remembered it.
I can't believe
it. I remembered it having a... I said it looked like a whole wing, like like one of those.
Yeah,
it looks
yeah.
a little bit. It was almost perfectly straight.
I bet they had to, because I've heard of them like taking dicks and reattaching them to like people's legs or arm. No, they grow a dick. They grow a dick for them on like their leg or their arm, and then they
yeah,
and then
they
cut
that.
It off and reattach it.
That's real. I thought it was a
yeah,
South
they do
Park
that
thing.
For like trans people.
Yeah, that's how they
yeah,
make
they take like
they
that's
grow what? It on their arm,
on their belly. Sometimes
well, they
take the
like skin
from the arm and
then
wrap
reconstruct.
It around like a Pringle can or something, and
they
sit it out in the sun for a week.
They grab no they.
So wait, they can make dicks, but
yeah.
they
yeah.
can't make dicks bigger? It doesn't make any sense. They can have boob jobs and butt jobs, and they can literally create penises on people's arms, but they can't. They don't have a surgery to make dicks bigger. I just do not believe that.
They probably do.
They were too busy funding cancer research.
It would be mainstream by now.
No, it's for the president.
No, it would be like those girls I know getting lip jobs. I know at least six buddies that got like, I got an inch last month, dude. It slowly decreases.
Chuck, man, did you recently get your dick done? Yeah. Got it next to the Radio Shack.
How'd you know that, dude?
It went down.
Yeah. Yeah. Pep in your
between
step
the Radio
this
Shack and the Subway, they got a little spot in there.
Oh it's called God. Dick for More.
I got a Groupon if you guys all want to go.
There's a billionaire who died getting his dick.
That's bit. A tough way to go.
Yeah, dude.
You reach billionaire status and you lose because of penis insecurity.
Yeah.
Come
dude.
On.
Dude.
Just rock what you got at that point.
Yeah, he made
shit.
The billion in the first place.
Yeah, facts,
it's
facts.
True.
That's
true.
Like,
what
that's so
comes
true.
First, the chicken or the egg, my man?
I like that, dude. That's good. That's so true.
In
Truth
Epstein's
Bomb by Trevor Austin.
In Epstein's case, the bolt.
Have you guys heard about Epstein's penis being described in detail?
As an egg. It's an egg shape.
It's an
no
egg.
Way.
What penis is shaped like an egg?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, dude, but he was fucking one of a kind.
So,
in the deposition.
My question is upside down egg or right side up egg? Sideways egg.
Oh, I definitely couldn't have been a sideways egg.
Sideways
egg. Couldn't have been a sideways egg.
Oh, my God.
Robin's egg.
If it was
dude.
Upside down egg, that would look hilarious, dude.
I think it looks pretty funny
fat,
either way. Well, so he.
I think you want upside down egg if you get to choose, you know?
No, I want.
For the aesthetic, you want it to come to a point.
Yeah.
However,
no,
for actual
out.
Functionality, yeah. I think you'd be better with an oversized head.
Yeah, yeah.
And a skinny base.
I'm with you here.
I forget how much people care about dicks sometimes.
Well, they're important.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, no.
They
I
make the world go round.
Yeah. Genuinely live a dickless world, and I forget, like, billionaires, like, small dicks. Like, that is what happened there.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Every time.
Why you think I'm broke?
All right.
Hammer.
Yep. Dude, can't get ahead, dude.
I just
get ahead.
Happened to me once. This girl was like, she was like, you have the fattest penis I've ever felt in my life. And I was like, you could have, there's so many different things you could have said there. You know, this fat penis doesn't sound good. You know,
who are you having sex with, Roseanne?
Before she was canceled.
You have the fattest penis. Why did she sound like that?
I was taken back. I literally started laughing, truthfully. I was like, you said large penis, fat cock, but fat penis.
Fat
kind of felt
penis.
Like an insult.
Yeah, it sounded like some of you yelling
that's
traffic.
A fat penis. Thing. That was a lesbian.
It caught
it had
me
to
off guard,
been.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you were switching one that night.
Fair.
That is a wild thing. Okay, we're about to get personal.
Uh-oh.
It's about to get
Let's
uncomfortable.
Go.
All right. So I've used like strap-ons before with girls who have never been with dicks, so they don't know how to dirty talk about it, and it's kind of the best thing ever.
You guys talk about the dick?
Yeah.
The dick?
I mean,
that's
why
fun.
Not?
Oh,
why not address
dick is so
it?
So big. I'm
and
so glad
like,
you
yeah,
could afford
dude.
The big one.
Yeah.
Your paycheck.
It's actually what they're probably saying to the billionaires,
stomach.
Too.
Dude.
You bought just the right size of dick.
Right? Like, you can tell. Like, there's an off feeling to it for them. It's pretty great. Yeah. They're like...
Well, I was with that one chick last summer who wouldn't swear.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hell,
yeah. Oh, golly. She kept saying that the whole time.
Golly.
I love that. That's
gee
fun.
Willikers.
Golly.
I can't imagine.
Well, the one I've told it on stage before, but the one was, you've really got this down, Pat.
Oh. I was like, yeah, dude, that's the best one. That dude. Is the best one.
That's what they were yelling in the 50s.
Wait. Yeah, can you say that again? Man. I gotta get my phone out.
Yeah, she was Gee Willikers, Golly.
Holy Cats.
And You've Really Got This Down, Pat. And I think a handful of sheesh. Real treat, dude.
Real treat. Yeah. You can find Trevor on, what is it, Tinder or...
All the apps.
That's my new bring up, dude.
You can find this next comic on Tinder.
This next guy's really got it down, Pat.
Golly,
he's
give
got
it up
some 4.7 star review.
That was something, dude. Yeah, so that's interesting to me because I wouldn't think that I understood the dirty talking as like a compliment to my
they
wanna
be men, dude.
Core. So they're telling you have such a nice dick. Is that what they're supposed to say?
I guess. I don't know, dude.
What do you want them to say? You're the
I
one
don't
who's
know. You're the one with that big I've dick. Fucked dudes though.
You were
like,
the top
you can tell.
You were
like,
the top.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant with the strap on.
No, yeah.
Were they
bored?
That's empowering.
No, I fucked empowering. Dudes. So like I knew how to do that.
Yeah.
And then you can just tell like when somebody has just never been around it.
Were these gay dudes?
What? No.
No.
Fucked dudes.
She fucked dudes when she was in West Virginia.
I was stuck on this strap-on idea, and I was
No.
George has been in the trenches before.
Yeah.
She knows.
I was like, wow, I didn't know that you pegged guys before, George. That's interesting. No.
That's something else, man. I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I don't understand that.
You ever heard that Eminem line? It's like an old one. When he was just started becoming Eminem, he goes, I hit a still pose and hit you with some ill flows that don't even make sense, like dykes using dildos.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty hard.
Eminem was sick back then.
He was.
He was
so hard, dude.
I mean, lesbians don't use them all the time. Like, it's not an always thing.
No. I said
sometimes you're in the mood for that.
Like, I agree. But
sometimes you got to go deeper.
Sometimes you need a dick, dude, because that's how Jesus designed it.
Nope.
Okay.
It's a puzzle. Base.
Nope. Oh, my God.
Something else, dude. Well,
honestly, it's different, though. It's like fully different.
Well, dude, I have had chicks try to put their fingers in my butt. Every time I'm on these fucking podcasts, I'm like, I'm going to do better. I'm going to say stuff as though.
I'll share my story. I got finger blasted one time, dude. It was out of hand, truthfully. There was a girl I was dating. We were dating for like 5 years. She really wanted to peg me. And I was like, you can like finger my ass. She literally lifted my legs up over me and just started finger my butthole, dude. At the speed of light, dude, I was like, stop. I let out the most feminine screams. I was like, stop.
Sounds like Logan's Mickey Mouse.
For the listening audience.
I was like, every time that I was like too a little aggressive during sex, I was like, this is the payment now. I was like, slow down. Tease me first. Kiss me first. You know,
was there lube?
No, she was two-fingered my butthole, dude.
Oh.
Don't yell
for like 10
that.
Seconds.
You yelled at him like you were mad.
It was two fingers because I was like, is that
she
one finger?
Two-fingered my butthole,
she said,
dude.
No, it was two. And I was like, you start with one finger next time.
No, everybody knows that.
You don't start with two.
She said, how do you like it? And then went two deep. Yourself,
yeah,
dude.
True. But yeah,
nice, bro.
So was yours like that, Trip?
No, dude. No, I was quick enough. I fought her off, dude.
I was helpless.
Yeah, no, I fought, dude. Because I could tell it was coming, dude. It was like we were doing a dance, you know. Oh, yeah. Like she kept moving her hand in places. I was like, "What are you doing back? What are you doing over there? What are you doing? Hey!
We're not selling any land over there."
She's like rubbing her fingers through your butthole hair. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It was like getting stretched by a teammate. Like, right there.
Hold that.
I picked the worst time to eat this cookie.
But I remember being like, what are you doing? And she said, she was like, I'm a doctor. It's okay. And I instantly knew how all those girls felt on the Olympic gymnastics team.
Oh,
oh my God.
It's a good joke.
That's a good joke.
It's a good joke. Nobody
so
laughs. It's not okay.
So
laughing.
You
no.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Chuckle.
I fucking screamed, dude. I was like, I think what I did, dude, was because like I have like I'm really naturally talented in like martial arts.
Naturally talented. You don't
I gave
have
her
to train.
I gave her the classic. Like I clenched my ankles and got her in a thigh lock around the ears. Mm. So I squeezed her head like it was in a vise and was like, "What are you doing?" And that stopped it.
Yeah, it got her scared.
Yeah, I scared her. Dude, she scared me.
Shoot to kill, dude. I was fearing for my life.
Yeah, you met fire with fire, you know.
Yeah, dude, it was definitely stand your asshole, dude.
It's funny because usually girls are the ones clenching their thighs around. In this case, it was you.
Yeah, dude. Well, don't make it sound gay.
It was a little
what
gay.
I did.
It was a little gay.
What I did was hyper masculine.
Right.
I fought her right off, dude. She had no prayer.
Yeah, dude. Just like one of Charlie's Angels. You were in there like, thighs around the face.
I don't even like a lady butt, dude. You're young. You probably like lady butt.
Yeah, I like girls' butts.
Butts are good.
I mean, I don't.
No, I mean like the hole itself, dude.
Yeah, right, ass. Yeah, man.
Yeah. See, I knew. I could tell. You look like
I'm Gen Z.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
We're
that
old fellas.
Makes
dude.
Me grateful
dude,
to
actually,
be a lesbian.
I got fucking
is getting your butt licked.
No, is not having to do that. Like, you know, like I was promised no butthole.
All yins do is lick. What do you mean? Never.
No.
It's like 2 inches away.
Most yins are sentence I've ever. All yins do is lick.
Chuck, I actually have a very similar experience with getting my ass eaten, and that was my ex just flipped me over like that and just licked randomly and then set me. We weren't having sex. And I was like, what the fuck was this, dude?
You don't expect a table side salad toss.
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's surprise. The Gatlinburg plunge.
Surprise.
Just in case you're wondering, that's what that's
just
saying.
A surprise.
That's
saying that move. Yeah, no, but yeah. I only ate ass once and I was blacked out and I didn't, like, I went through the whole next day, like, having no idea it happened. And then I, like, got food in me at brunch. And it like hit me all at once. I had this flashback. I was like, oh my God.
I've done it, dude. Happened. Not like a lot, okay?
Yeah, just a taste. Just a taste.
You're down there and you're feral, you know? And like,
yeah,
you don't
the moment.
I don't know what came over me, dude, you know?
Who was it? It was Ed Bailey. It was at Willow.
You ate Ed Bailey's ass?
Yeah. I was eating Ed Bailey's ass. And Dave Lacey was like, dude. No, but he was at
Tuesday
Willow
night,
talking
everyone.
About, it was a bucket pull. And he was talking about eating ass. He goes, who here eats ass? And I raised my hand and nobody raised their hand. And they trashed me. I was like, most of you were scared because a black guy asked if you ate ass. I was like, I saw in their eyes, dude. I was like, I know some of you whiteys are eating ass with me, dude.
It's not, I don't know. It's not my go-to.
That's why I said it's heat of the moment, though. I'm not like seeking out to eat ass.
I guess
then you're behind there eating around.
You have a t-shirt.
I've been writing that joke about the 69. And you're already just, you're there already. You know what I mean? So you're like,
It's not, yeah. You're like, nah, no, thanks.
That's where I wrote the joke of I eat pussy like the kid who licks the pole in Christmas Story. Well, it's actually about an asshole, guys. Mm. But I broke the fourth wall there. I shouldn't let people know. But yeah, you just kind of like a lizard eating a fly, you know?
I had a poopy butt once.
Oh my God, dude.
I pinched the fucking, like, my tongue and tried to, like, wipe it off. It was so rough, dude. Immediately when I left there, I was like,
God, this sounds like somebody just overbid on prices, right?
I might have thought of that. Oh, dude. Ooh, how was that not immediately over? Done.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Dude,
if you killed someone, it would have been a crime of passion.
Chuck's,
you'd have been let off.
He's a battle.
Chuck's like, I already paid the woman. I got to fucking.
The fog of war, dude.
It was $200, guys.
Ugh. $200? You better come in there power washed.
Well, I was trying to play the prices right.
Nice.
Got that from the roast.
I do need a soundboard. I need a soundboard.
I literally just had that
studio.
For the roast.
Oh, well, this was gross.
What a nice part to end it on.
Your roast is coming up, though. You better plug your roast.
Yeah,
October
happening.
27th, Halloween themed roast at the Parkway Theater. We got Johnny T versus Don Lasagna.
Always
Let's
bangers.
Go, dude.
Always bangers.
Most of you Don Lasagna fans at the part, or what is it, Johnny on the Rocks. Now you had to come to the roast to get
alter
some more
ego,
time.
By the way.
Yeah, it's Trevor's alter ego.
The two don't know
we got
other.
Georgia going against Blair for the belt, the
wow.
combined belt.
Champions.
Combined belt. Two belts
champions.
On the line. And then, we got a bunch of other goofy battles. We got some late fill-in battles. I saw Zevon. He was like, can you put me in the roast? I was like,
Zevon's a good
And then he was like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. I saw a Trip there. I was like, you want to be against Zevon? So they're going against each other.
Nice. Oh, hell nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be much
fun. Going to step way over the line. That's going to be fun.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll be so much fun. Good. Yeah.
Zevon will write really smart jokes, and Trip will just write the lowest hanging fruit possible. And anyone could win.
Crush, yeah.
Either way, dude.
It will be
fun. It'll be fun. And then our judges are the secret judges, Cass, Abby, Trevor, and who's our other one? Mark had to drop, so we have a surprise. I was trying to get you, but I think you're out of town.
I am out of town.
So I like fucking judging with Cass because she, I feel like we both think the same things are very cringy during it. So like we don't say it out loud on the mic, but there's always like a moment of like a glare out of the corner of the eye, like, what the hell was that? You know, it's fun.
Cass is a good time.
Yeah, she crushed it on the last one too. We got her, Abby. Oh, Joe Esch.
Oh, hell yeah.
Joe
Esch
is great.
Joe's probably just asked,
fantastic.
Sure, you get Lorenzo back. He's going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
Joe was a fucking great judge.
Yeah, Joe Esch is so funny, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your show that you're going to will be over.
She got a show
every 5 minutes.
We have a show next Saturday. The three of us are on it.
Cantu,
the Killers.
Oh, someone just texted me that you coming to Cantu's open mic tonight. I didn't even know that was happening.
What? I didn't know that either. Oh. That's how it's supposed to get around. That's supposed to be secret.
Yeah, secret dun, dun, Cantu dun. Show.
Our
but
listeners
seriously, it would be great to have people there.
Cantu's episode got pulled down because of the...
Yeah, so next Saturday, the 28th, come down to Cantu's Tattoos, whatever it's called.
Evolver Tattoos.
Yeah. Revolver?
Evolver Tattoos.
In the strip.
It looks very under the table. I'm not even sure there's licensing.
Pretty cool room.
Cannabis-friendly.
Yeah, cannabis-friendly comedy show.
And
you'll get to see the Killers, dude. If you watch this show, the gang is on the show.
There's going
to
be a full bar there, though.
It's going to be great.
Cass is working a bar there.
There you go. So.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
It's called...
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Evolution?
It's called the Pittsburgh Killers, but the...
No.
The tattoo shop's called Evolver.
Evolver in Lawrence.
I'm headlining it. Any one of us could have. They picked me, though.
All right, guys. Say goodbye.
All right, guys.
Goodbye.
Eat ass.